Are there degrees of divine punishment? Does God punish some worse than he punishes others? Does God punish some more than he punishes other people? We're going to be looking at these questions today, not only from the standpoint of God's punishment or his retribution in this life, but also and especially in regard to God's punishments in the world to come. In this life, we know that God punishes people. God sometimes chastens people. God pours out his wrath upon people. God judges, and God punishes people. Well, when he does, are some of those punishments more than or worse than at other times? Or are all those punishments the same? Are some of them more severe than others? And in regard to eternity, will some people be punished worse in hell than others? Will some people in hell suffer more than other people do? Or will God punish everybody the same in hell? Now, obviously, folks, you don't want to go to hell. Nobody wants to go to hell. So in spite of the answer to this question, the least amount of punishment in hell, so to speak, is something that any person ought to want to avoid with all of his power. But it is a question that sometimes arises when we study the Bible, and I cannot think of a more direct answer to this question than we find in Luke chapter 12, verses 47 and 48. This is our scripture for today, and we want to welcome you to the broadcast and encourage you to open your Bible to Luke chapter 12, where Jesus himself talks about this very issue. In Luke 12, 47 and 48, here's what Jesus said. And that servant which knew his Lord's will and prepared not himself, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. Now you see, back in those days, one of the common punishments was to be beaten. It was to be whipped, so to speak, to have these stripes laid across a person's back. And sometimes that would happen to a servant. Well, the Bible goes on to describe here in verse 48 a different kind of servant and a different kind of punishment. In verse 48, Jesus said, "But he that knew not and did commit things worthy of stripes shall be beaten with few stripes. For unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much required, and to whom men have committed much, of him they will ask the more." So here we have it, folks. Jesus talks about a servant that knew his Lord's will, and he did not prepare himself, and he did not obey his Lord's will. Now, what is going to happen to that servant? Jesus said he shall be beaten with many stripes. Why? Because he knew better. He knew full well what he was supposed to be doing, and he went against it. He did not do it. Jesus said he will be beaten, he will be punished with many stripes. But on the other hand, he talks about the person that did not know. And this person committed things worthy of stripes, but at the same time, because he didn't know, he's going to be beaten with few stripes. So some people are going to be beaten with many stripes. Some people are going to be beaten with few stripes. Now remember here, folks, and mark it down, that the context here is about the second coming. The context here is about the judgment. That's what he's been talking about all this time. He's been talking about getting ready for the judgment. He said that we need to be prepared for the judgment day. And he said, when that day comes, some people are going to be unprepared. And out of those who are unprepared at the day of judgment, he said some will be beaten with many stripes and some will be beaten with few stripes. Now, what's the difference? What was the difference between some being beaten with many and some being beaten with few stripes? Well, Jesus said that the difference was in what they knew and how much they knew. The more that the person knows, the worse his punishment is going to be. Did you hear that? Let that sink in this morning, folks. The more that a person knows and refuses to obey, the worse that person's punishment is going to be. The less that a person knows and that person dies lost, the less his punishment is going to be. And let me clarify just a few things about this knowledge that he's speaking of here. He is not talking here, and he is not suggesting that people know absolutely nothing about God and people know absolutely nothing about right and wrong. You see, if a person doesn't know anything about right and wrong, that means he's not even accountable to God. You see, a little baby doesn't know the difference between right and wrong, and somebody that is mentally impaired doesn't know the difference between right and wrong. Those individuals are not accountable to God. They are in a safe state as far as their spiritual condition is concerned. If they die, they're going to be all right with God. We're talking here about people that know the difference. They're old enough and they have mind enough to know the difference between right and wrong. You say, well, does that really include everybody, though? I mean, there are some people in remote parts of the earth that really don't have a lot of access to Bibles and to churches like we do today. Well, the Bible tells us that no matter where a person lives on this earth, he can know that there's a God in heaven. The Bible says the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night shows knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. So no matter where you go, the psalmist says in Psalm 19, verses 1 through 4, no matter where you are on the earth, people can look up into the heavens, they can look around them into nature, and they can know that God is, and they can know that they are accountable to God. So there's no excuse for a man rebelling against God. There's no excuse for a man disobeying God. So Jesus is not talking about somebody here who is totally ignorant about right and wrong and totally ignorant about God. He's talking about people here who are relatively ignorant or less knowledgeable about God. The person here that he's describing that he says that knew his Lord's will is somebody that understands it better, somebody that has been taught it more, somebody who has read the Bible, has been taught the Bible, maybe somebody who has been taken to church, and especially a child of God who really full well knows the Bible, but he has rebelled against it. What does the Bible say about somebody like that? Well, the scriptures say that an individual that knows the truth, he knows the will of God, and he rebels against it, if he dies in that lost condition, he is going to be beaten with many stripes. But the person that did not know as much, he's going to be beaten with few stripes. So again, I don't know of a more direct passage in the Bible. I don't know of a plainer passage in the Bible on the question, are there degrees of punishment, and especially, are there degrees of punishment in hell? Jesus said there are. Luke 12, 47 and 48. And in the last part of verse 48, he said, unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much required. So the more opportunities that we have, the more access that we have to the gospel, the more that we know about the gospel, the more that we know about the Bible, the more God is going to hold us responsible. And when we fail to use that knowledge, when we fail to use those opportunities, our punishment is going to be worse according to this passage of Scripture, Luke 12, 47 and 48. And let me say also here, folks, that this is not a reason for a person to use ignorance as an excuse and to say, well, I'm not going to study the Bible and I'm not going to go to church to find out about God and about the gospel because if I do, then that's just going to obligate me more and I don't want to be obligated even more, so I'll just remain ignorant. Folks, that is a bad choice. That is a sad mistake and that is a foolish decision. Because the Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and all of us are going to give an account of ourselves to God. So we're not going to escape the judgment. We're not going to be able to say, well, I'll just remain neutral and I won't go to church and I won't read the Bible, because if I do, then that means that I'm going to have to pick sides. You see, if you've sinned, you have already picked sides. You have already chosen the side that you're on. You're on the side of sin and you're lost. And the only way that you can change that is to obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. But in the time that we have remaining here this morning, what I'd like to do is to look at some other passages that talk about degrees of divine punishment. Now, here's another one that I believe is very clear. It's found in Matthew chapter 23, verse 14. Matthew 23, verse 14. And while you're turning there, let me just remind you that he's talking to and talking about the Jewish leaders. The hypocritical Jewish leaders. What does he say about these people? These are people that really know the Bible. They at least claim to know the Bible, And as far as the average man is concerned, they do know more about the scriptures than the common Jews do. Well, what were they doing with that knowledge? Were they living a better life? Had it made them better people? No. They were, in fact, hypocrites about it. And what does Jesus say about them? Let's listen here to our Lord in Matthew 23, verse 14. Again, if you've just joined us, our question today is, are there degrees of divine punishment? And we're finding out the answer is yes. And here again, we see it in Matthew 23, verse 14. Jesus said, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayer. Therefore you shall receive the greater damnation." Now, what were these people doing? Well, these scribes and Pharisees were religious people. They would parade themselves in front of the common Jews and act like they were the most pious and religious people in Israel. At the same time, here's one example of what they were doing. They would take away a poor widow's house. They would swindle her out of her very dwelling, her house, and turn right around and pretend to be righteous by making a long prayer, as if to cover the ungodly deed and the unmerciful thing that they've done to this poor widow over here. Jesus said, because you're acting like this, Jesus said, because you're doing this to people, you shall receive the greater damnation. You see, there is damnation or condemnation. That means judgment, the judgment of God. But then again, the Bible talks about the greater damnation. That is the more severe judgment. So when we ask the question, are there degrees of divine punishment? Are some cases of divine judgment greater than or worse than others? Jesus said yes. Matthew 23, verse 14, he talks about the greater damnation. But let's go to another passage. In John chapter 19, verses 10 and 11, Jesus is standing before the Roman governor Pilate. And Pilate, at this point, is getting aggravated with Jesus because he keeps asking Jesus questions and Jesus won't answer. So the Bible says in John 19, verse 10, "Then saith Pilate unto him, Speakest thou not unto me? Knowest thou not that I have power to crucify thee and have power to release thee? And Jesus answered, Thou couldest have no power at all against me, except it were given thee from above. Therefore he that delivered me unto thee hath the greater sin." So Jesus said, yes, there are some sins that are worse in their consequences than others. There are some sins that are greater in magnitude than other sins. So when we look at the word sin, sin is a violation of God's law. Sin is a transgression of God's law. But there are some that are more consequential. There are some that are greater in their consequences, greater in their severity, and as a result, the punishment for those sins will be greater than for other sins. And the kind of sin that he's talking about here was the sin of Judas Iscariot. Why was Judas Iscariot's sin greater than the sin of Pilate? He did not arrest Jesus. He did not beat Jesus. He did not put a crown of thorns on his head or do any of these other despicable things that we read about in the Bible. And yet the scriptures say that what Judas Iscariot did was worse than what Pilate did. Why? Because Judas Iscariot knew more. He understood far better than Pilate did. He had been there with Jesus. He had heard Jesus teaching. Jesus gave him power to work these miracles. Judas Iscariot knew more. That's why he's going to be punished more. That's why his sin was worse. So I offer these passages to you this morning, and there are others. But in Luke 12, 47 and 48, Jesus said some will be beaten with few stripes and some with many. Matthew 23, 14 says that some will receive the greater damnation. And John 19, 11 talks about the greater sin. Thank you for listening this morning. It's been a pleasure and a joy to study with you, and we hope that you have a great rest of the day.